Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today, and we have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is going to help us find the answers in our Bible, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Today's question is from Madison. Micah, what does Madison ask? What's her question?
When we are in heaven, will we see our friends?
That's a great question, Madison. Turn with me to John chapter 3 and verse 16. Some of you may not need to turn in your Bibles because you have this verse memorized. But if you don't have it memorized, I'd like you to turn with me in your Bibles. John chapter 3 and verse 16.
If you need more time, press pause. When you're ready, press play again. Aiden, can you read John chapter 3, verse 16 for us?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
So you've heard this verse probably a number of times. Your parents have probably heard it hundreds or thousands of times. But I want you to notice something here. It says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's Jesus. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So I want you to look at this verse and think about your friends. How many friends do you have?
Yeah, you might have a few friends, or you might have lots and lots of friends.
I'm guessing that you probably just have a few friends that you are super close to and that you want to see in heaven. So I had a best friend when I was little. His name was Paul. So I'm just going to use Paul in this verse. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that when Paul believes in him, Paul should not perish, but have everlasting life. So put the name of your friend in this verse, and it tells us that because God loved the world so much, that because he gave Jesus, if your friend chooses to believe and trust in Jesus, he or she does not have to perish, but they can have everlasting life. And that means you'll get to see them in heaven.
That's pretty exciting. When our friends love Jesus, when they follow Jesus, they're going to be in heaven and we'll get to see them there. I want to be in heaven, don't you? Thanks so much, Madison, for that question. If you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad that you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus.